This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
I want to welcome Eugene Huff to the show. Eugene is a corporal, and he's got his Army hat on. We're going to do something very special at 9 a.m. Eugene, thanks for joining me this morning.
Rich, thanks very much. It's great to see you in person and your whole crew. Awesome.
Well, we appreciate you and everything you're doing. This is the Legacy Marker Program. And with Monday being Memorial Day, look, you know, it's very important. I can't say this enough, that we remember and honor and pay tribute. I want Monday to be a fun day for everybody. The beach, the carnivals, the arcades, everything. But we have to remember those who've given the ultimate sacrifice and those who are still serving our country. So the Legacy Marker Program is a really fantastic program. So tell us about it.
Well, basically, the program is designed. I'm an educator and a preservationist, and my background in working with special needs kids, I learned early on that each community has a historical narrative. We can use our cemeteries and monuments as an open-air classroom, bringing in vets with PTSD, handicapped youth offenders instead of picking up trash. Get them in, working on the monuments. They're going to walk away a more grounded individual. Those individuals that are confined to a wheelchair, the beauty of it, the historical narratives, and it's an American success story. We need it.
Now, what's going to happen at 9 a.m. this morning?
Basically, 5 years ago, I was given a chance to purchase a flag for $500 from the flag lady in Wayne, Pennsylvania. I said, I don't have the money. She said, I will give you the flag, but the request is that it goes to as many locations as possible and conduct flag ceremonies. So it's been to 10 states now. We're getting close to 6,000 people. A week ago, we were at the Sandrino event. It's a veteran who was a ranger from New Jersey. Last day before he headed home to get married, he was shot by an individual. And so that ceremony, each year, we're engaging families. So there's an embodiment for those who have lost lives, but it's also engaging our youth. And the beauty is the kids love it. They've never done it. And again, that's the opportunity. So the goal is to get to as many places as possible. Thanks to Bob and Kelly and the Grant and obviously your show, because this is a win-win. People need it.
I agree with you, and I think it's incredibly important. Now, what is so special about this particular flag?
This flag itself, because it's traveled to so many locations so far. It was on the USS New Jersey, on a beach before hurricanes. We've had it down at City Hall. But the beauty of the flag is 20 by 30 foot flag. You will line up with white gloves. The idea of you have a
group. And that'll happen at 9 a.m.
Yes.
White gloves, and they're going to fold it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And unveil it. And basically, we'll unveil it and rotate it 360 degrees, recognize people across the United States and around the world.
And then it's going to fly?
It's going to go to another location.
Okay.
It could go up on a pole, but it's 20 by 30. So
it's massive.
It is a big flag.
Yeah. There's a beautiful flag right there that the Grand Hotel is flying right now. That's a beautiful American flag as well.
And a shout out to the Coast Guard. I walked into the base and they let me in. They weren't sure because I had my Army cap on, but they did. And
here's to the Coast Guard. Absolutely. They have right here in Cape May, New Jersey, the United States Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard was the only unit that came up to Mount Moriah where we had a flagpole dedicated. It took about 4 years to get it done, even though it was free. They came up on sequestration. They said, we have 3 minutes. They flew up in a Huey, opened the trap door, saluted, and went back. I'm grateful to the Coast Guard.
That's fantastic. That is really nice. So where is the ceremony happening at 9 a.m.? Second floor sun deck. And everybody's welcome to go and see it. Well, I hope you do. I hope you go and, you know, it's okay to take a break from the show because, honestly, I'm pretty much tapped out anyway at this point.
It's all good. It's an honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you on the show. I can't say it enough. I mean, the American flag means so much. My kids had a little school event yesterday, and all the kids stood up to do the Pledge of Allegiance. And I just had like a really special moment when my son, there's my 7-year-old son Patrick, doing the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. It really made me feel happy that the kids are showing that respect. And I think everybody needs to understand what Memorial Day is all about, what the flag's all about. What do you think is one of the most, would you say that the flag raising at Iwo Jima is probably one of the most iconic moments?
It's extremely symbolic because of the whole stories behind that whole event and when it got to that point of the men raising the flag. And the reality was a member of our unit, because we go back to 1774, our unit.
Your unit goes back to 1774.
So our standard is down there, the Philadelphia Light Horse Standard. and we were at Trenton.
Wow.
In fact, our you're welcome to visit our Army at 22nd and Ransted. And could I give a shout out for our website?
Please do.
It's legacymarkerprogram.org. And the goal being is that the program to engage youth, I spoke to a public works director, and he said, we'd love to do some projects like this in New Jersey, but the flag ties in with service, engaged in our youth. They are the best patriots.
Yeah.
I've been in tough neighborhoods. These kids love it. They're just looking for that success story. March on.
You know, and you have here a school project timeline, too. So schools really should reach out to you. And I'm going to encourage that for my son's school as well, because I think it'd be wonderful for them. But this is a really important thing, to engage, preserve, protect, and in turn, share the unique historical narratives of our communities, the Legacy Marker Program mission. Well, Eugene Huff, I really appreciate your work, my friend, and I'm honored that you listen to the show. And now tell me about this patch right there. What is that?
This is a South Carolina service patch. I was down there. Somebody took my tunic, which has the First City Trip Troop logo and the bloody bucket, but he left this for me. So I basically have some South Carolina roots, so I carry it. But it's all World War I, World War II items that I've been wearing.
Those boots are World War II?
They're World War One era.
War I.
There
were
a lot of polo players that signed on for the cavalry, so zippers were appropriate if somebody comes up and asks you.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Interesting. And then what's the World War II artifact you have on now?
The tunic itself and the breeches are that, and then the boots themselves tie in. I'm sort of in a fatigue. My World War II tunic is below there with the corporal stripes, the bloody bucket on it, but I was given permission by Bob to not don that because it's too hot. Thank you.
Well, I'm grateful that the Grand is going to be part of this ceremony at 9 a.m. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I'm honored that you chose our show for it as well, so thank you.
You all are absolutely fabulous. Gets people psyched up.
Thank
people
you.
Want to do the right thing.
Eugene Huff, Legacy Marker Program, thank you so much, my friend. God bless you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.